come to you in the name of the Father and of the Son and the Holy Spirit. You might have noticed I did something a little bit different. I extinguished the Paschal candle. Why? Anybody care to guess? Thank you. Give that man a prize. It would be normally done on Ascension Day, but we did not celebrate Eucharist on Ascension Day, but we did today. And as a result, after the gospel, which lets us know that Jesus has ascended, we then extinguish the candle. And it will stay extinguished again until the proper time. But it's important for us to understand why we do things in the seasons that we do. It's terrible being alone, isn't it? It's a terrible feeling of being out there by yourself, expecting to do something, not really sure you're capable of doing it, not really sure you want to do it, not really sure people are going to be there to help you do it. For 3 years, the apostles traveled with Jesus. They were there with him at times of trouble, but he was always there when the trouble happened. There was never a time that he didn't come to the rescue. You remember the story of after feeding 5,000 people, they get in a boat, and Jesus is sleeping. He's tired. They get in a boat and a storm comes up and the waves start coming up. By the way, if you've never been to the Sea of Galilee, it has a lot of the same attributes as an ocean. The wind comes up over the mountain, comes down across the lake, and it produces incredible waves. And so the waves come up and the apostles are afraid. Now, I want to put this into perspective for you because I just talked about, do you ever feel alone? Here they are with our Savior, and they're frightened to death. And one of them said, well, look at him, he's sleeping. And he stands up and calms the storm. And immediately they know that he is God. You see, that's the challenge for us. When we're alone, when we're afraid, when we've been put in a position, we've been asked to do something that we didn't want to do, is to remember that he is still there. He is still with us. Jesus is telling them, I'm leaving. This lesson this morning is told in retrospect. He has left. He has ascended. And he promises them to go to Jerusalem and stay, and I will give you a tool. I will give you someone who will help you. They will come and they will empower you. They will encourage you. And we celebrate that next week. Now, they were faithful. They went to Jerusalem and they waited. They went into a room. They sang psalms, P-S-A-L-M-S, by the way. Chris Tomlin had not written anything yet. So they sang psalms, they read scripture, and they prayed. And they broke bread, much like we're doing this morning. All the things necessary to be faithful. Yeah, they were alone. They were alone in a room, but they were faithful. They were doing what they were told. And next Sunday, we hear the manifestation of what Jesus says will happen when we celebrate Whit Sunday, or as some people say, Pentecost. Pentecost is a Jewish holiday. Whit Sunday is, anyway. So, where does that leave us? In our life, we often feel very much alone. We feel very distant from God, don't we? I'm sure that the challenge for the apostles were to forget the words of Christ. It's our challenge. It's a challenge for this church. It's a challenge for every Christian throughout the world. To remember this basic fact. The apostles remembered when they were being faithful and went to the upper room. You see, it's we who leaves Christ, not he who leaves us. It's we who decide to make ourselves alone. It's we who decide to put ourselves in a position that we should be afraid. How many times in Scripture does Jesus say, "Fear not, I have overcome. Fear not, I am with you. Fear not, I will give you what you need." Maybe not what you want, but what you need. That's the conundrum, isn't it? If we want what we want, we want comfort. We want constancy. We want the good old days. We want the way it used to be. But you see, when we live in that world, when we distance ourselves, when we allow ourselves to be alone, we reject the promise of Jesus Christ. We overlook what Jesus can do when we're faithful and we wait on him with prayer. The disciples do it, and we know what happens. The question for us, do you wait on Jesus? We have a daughter that when she was three, we had a child, a son, and she was still, well, she wasn't quite three yet, but she was wearing a diaper to bed as a precaution. It was a prophylactic measure, you know, just in case she had an accident. And so I come home from the hospital, and I'm telling her about her brother, and she's wearing a nighttime diaper, and she reaches down and rips it off and says, "I'm not a baby anymore." Now, you laugh, but every Christian in the sound of my voice has had that moment when they say, "I don't need Jesus anymore. I can do it myself." You can't. I don't care how many times you tell yourself that lie. You can't. You know, there's a wonderful story. The apostles, you know, were sent out twice. The first time they were sent out two by two, and they came back with these incredible stories of how they had healed people and how demons had been cast out and how all these incredible things happened. And then Jesus, a little bit later, sends them out again. And they come back, and they're forlorn. As I think we get sometimes. How are they and why are they forlorn? Because nothing happened. Why? Because they forgot to have faith in Jesus Christ and to have faith in the purpose that he'd given them to perform. They wanted to do it themselves. They came back downtrodden. Nothing happened. Did we lose our mojo? Did we ever have it to begin with? My friends, Jesus tells us it is not going to be an easy road. And it is not going to be the way it used to be. I will tell you, there's one thing constant in our Lord's world, and that is change. If you don't believe me, look in the mirror and compare that, what you're looking at the mirror, to a picture of 25 years ago. So it isn't a question of, is it going to change? But is the question is, how will we react? And to whom will we rely in that moment of change? Jesus is saying, it's going to be difficult. But I'm going to send you a helper. My friends, he's saying the same thing to Christ Church Anglican this morning. It's going to be difficult. It isn't going to be the way it used to be. But I have plans for you. Glorious plans. That if you just wait, if you just be faithful, If you just pray. If you just trust me. Through me, all things are possible. The apostles were faithful. We went to the room as they were asked to do. And they closed the door. And they fellowshipped, sang hymns, broke bread, read scripture, prayed mightily. And we know on that day, Jesus manifested his promise in a way that no one ever expected. And I can't wait to tell you that story next week. Just like I can't wait to see what God is going to do here if we are but faithful, if we are but prayerful, and if we are but reliant totally on Jesus Christ. Do we still want to do it ourselves? Do we still want it the way it used to be? Do we still think we're in control? Or are we in a place where we're willing to turn our life over to God and say, "Thy will be done, not mine"? Because His will is glorious. His will is spectacular. His will fulfills His purpose. Know that it's going to be hard, but in Jesus Christ it is glorious, and we will have help. But we must be open to His promise.